One of the coolest events that takes place in the Northland, in my humble opinion, every year is the Citizens in Action Forum. The League of Women Voters puts this on. It's a nonpartisan thing. Nobody's trying to tell you what you need to be concerned with, what issues you need to be concerned with, or what side of the issues you need to come down on. They're just saying, look, this is how you do it. And it's really useful information. John Doberstein is a longtime pal of KUMD. He's a local environmental activist. We don't get him on the air nearly enough. And he's joining us this morning because he's going to be one of the speakers at the event. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Always good to have you on the line with us. I mangled the description of the Citizens in Action Forum. Can you just kind of give folks kind of an overview of what it is?
No, you nailed it, Lisa. It's a day-long training program, like you said, designed to educate citizens about the political process, not saying what to do, who to vote for, what to work on, but basically the political process, how people can get involved locally, on a statewide level, and a national level.
And how it, just the, you know, I'm concerned about something. I'd like to move forward on something, but I don't know what to do. Just kind of walking people through the process. And it also is a wonderful opportunity during the course of the day to make some really important connections, because the networking thing really helps. There's a lot of people there that you can learn from, right?
Absolutely. We get about 150 people there every year, and there are several co-sponsoring organizations. Like you said, it's the League of Women Voters, and then other groups like the Sierra Club North Star Chapter, CHUM, Community Action Duluth, Minnesota Citizens Federation, and many more. So you hear from people who are working day-to-day on or with these organizations, and then you hear from folks, just ordinary citizens who are either just moving to Duluth, maybe they want to get involved some way, don't know how, or folks who have been on the ground working on these things for years, and everybody comes together and learns from one another, and the networking, like you said, is one of the best parts about it.
The theme this year, Meet, Talk, Find a Way, which pretty much sums up the Citizens in Action Forum. Now, you are giving a talk, and I'm going to ask you to not scoop the whole thing, but scoop a little tiny bit. And it's called Elevator Speech. Now, first you need to define what an elevator speech is for people, in case it's a phrase that they haven't heard before.
Sure. An elevator speech, it's a brief persuasive speech that you can use to spark interest in what your organization does. You can use it to create interest in a project, idea, or just yourself, what you're working on, what you do. A good elevator speech should last no longer than a short elevator ride, hence the name. So about 20 to 30 seconds.
So somebody says to you, you know, what do you do, or what are you working on, or whatever, and you have the chance to kind of give them the high points. So, John, I'm gathering that if your talk coming up on the 30th is going to be 20 to 30 seconds long, that you're going to be one of the shorter speakers up there.
That would be great. yeah, we want people to really hone their own elevator speeches. So we're going to have people practice. One of the highlights of this event also is a chance to meet with elected officials, both local, countywide, statewide elected officials. And when meeting with an elected official, or maybe meeting with someone that you want to support your cause or you want to donate towards your organization, it's important to have a honed-in elevator speech that gets right to the point, lays out exactly what you're doing, and says, this is what I need.
So your elevator speech isn't really going to be an elevator speech. It's going to be an elevator speech about elevator speeches.
That's right. That's
right.
I'll give an example of mine. But, of course, yes, I'll be going over some tips and tricks on what to do and how to perfect your own.
I think one of the coolest things about the Citizens in Action Forum is the way it trains people who come into the forum with their passion, with their cause, with their issue, whatever it might be. But it trains them in a variety of different ways to look at their message from the outside, from an outsider's perspective and tries to teach people how to bridge that gap between this thing that they are already really, really committed to and finding out, well, what does the legislator need from me? Or what do other citizens need from me? Or how can I communicate my message in a way that's meaningful to other people?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your favorite part of the Citizens in Action Forum? Because I've been following this for a number of years and keep always wanting to get there and don't manage to get there. But it's such a cool thing that's available for people in this community.
Absolutely, Lisa. We got to get you there. My favorite part is the passion and the people, the networking. It's a great way to start the year off, I always say. I love Duluth, and Duluth is one of those communities where if you want to get involved in something, there's an opportunity for it. There's going to be open arms waiting for you, ready to get you on the ground doing whatever you're good at or whatever you would like to do. And Citizens in Action really gets the year going. It gets people thinking, here's my strategies this year. Here's how I'm going to get done what I want to get done, and so that I can sleep good at night knowing that I've done my part in this world. We can really think globally, act locally, and this event not only gets you face-to-face with your elected officials, it trains you, it gets you knowledgeable about the political process and how to work it the way that feels good for you. And it's really open for everybody. Like I said, if you're brand new to Duluth, it's perfect for you. If you've been here for years and you've been working on these issues for years, it's going to be perfect for you too, because we all know we can always learn something new. And I always do at this event. And I just get really geared up, jazzed up, ready to tackle the year the best way I can.
Well, John, that's a pretty good elevator speech for the Citizens in Action Forum.
Thank you.
You're welcome. John, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
John Doberstein this morning is going to be one of the speakers at the Citizens in Action Forum. Now, that is coming up not this weekend, but a week from. It's coming up Saturday, January 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's held at the Coppertop Church. And if you go to the League of Women Voters website, they've got more information. They've got a PDF with all of the speakers and the whole thing. And I believe that they want you to register, because I believe there are some refreshments involved. And, of course, wherever there are refreshments, you need to register so that you get some. It's important. You can check it all out at the League of Women Voters website, and we'll get a link set up on our website so it's easy for you to find.